Rude Boys Top 10, 10th of the month. We're here for November. Right, Tommy?
Man, November. November, what a time to be alive.
What a time to be alive. We've got a new president, maybe. I don't know. Who knows? I think the bug people have taken over. Not to be a conspiracy theorist, but whatever.
Crab people.
Cash's birth month, the big 4-0.
Yeah.
So naturally, we're talking about video games. Because we got some big consoles coming up, some new consoles.
We do.
We got the Series X coming out from Microsoft on the 10th, so today as of posting, and on the 12th, a scant 2 days from posting, is the PS5, short for PlayStation 5th, the 5th PlayStation.
I will not be getting either because I don't trust new systems.
Same for me, so I apologize, Nation, you're not going to get that information out of us, but...
But hey, look, if there are any spots on Twitter that are running contests, you know, your boys are not above taking charity.
Absolutely, yeah. So please, follow me. Yes, hit us up, slide into the DMs, and we'll give you our addresses and
Rude
send
Boys
us some
469.
New. Yep, RudeBoys469 on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram.
Yep.
But we're not trying to shill ourselves. at least not now. It's top 10, baby. We got
all right, cool.
a couple more minutes. So what we're talking about is because we got some brand new, spanking, shiny new game consoles coming right. out. Let's talk about game consoles in the
all
past.
Right,
our top
10 minutes.
10
Come on.
Game consoles. Shut the fuck up. Let's start it off with the Rude Boys. 2 years in a row, Rudy's thing of the year. Probably going to be 3 years. The Switch, the Nintendo Switch. Came out March 3rd. 2017. Obviously, we're going with U.S. dates because, you know, America. But the Switch, I think, is a phenomenal system. It's been our thing for the year, for 2 years running, and it's nominated for the 2020 Rudies. Great console. I mean, it's as a Nintendo fan, it's like the pinnacle of what everything's all about. You have these beautiful, high-def video games. I know the Wii U was high-def, but, you know, now people are actually playing these high-def games. And, you know, with Breath of the Wild, Super Mario Odyssey, Mario Kart 8 Deluxe, which Tommy just got for his birthday,
yes.
actually. The new Animal Crossing, new Fire Emblem, new fucking Metroid game in the works, Kirby games, Mario Tennis. It's the best Nintendo system out there, bar none. It's also the only Nintendo system out there right now. But the Switch.
We're going to...
Definitely one of our consoles of our top tens.
We're gonna jump to... 1977. We're gonna go to the Atari 2600.
Okay. So let's go back. Let's go back to the Genesis, baby, because we're talking about new consoles. Let's talk about the first console, the Atari 2600.
I barely listen to you.
That's fair. The September 11th, 1977, Atari put out the 2600. Man, I think my first game console.
Yeah.
Your first game console.
Yep.
A lot of people's first game consoles out there. It was the first one that had basically interchangeable cartridges. Playing a lot of bullshit versions of Pac-Man and Centipede and E.T., which tanked the whole fucking industry.
Yeah.
Got any 2600, I remember playing Air Sea Battle.
Again, Pong.
Pong, sure. Yeah, man, come on. It was basically a Pong machine.
Fucking E.T.
E.T., yep.
That piece of shit.
Oh, 100%.
Oh,
where are we going now, Tommy? Chart the course in the video game console history.
Man, we fucked up.
Just do something. Say something.
2005, Xbox 360.
There you go. 11/22, 2005, 360. I know you're not a Microsoft guy.
Yeah.
But this was my first high-def console.
Yep.
I got it before the PS3 and everything like that. But, I mean, the 360, that was my main console for that generation. I mean, obviously, I was a Nintendo fan. I still had the Wii and the GameCube.
Sure.
A little bit of overlap. But, I mean, 360 was my go-to third-party high-def console. Like playing games like the first Tomb Raider reboots, games like Geometry Wars, Gears of War, couldn't get out of the first room.
Fuck Gears of War, man.
I mean, the 360 for a while was still hooked up. I mean, it still is hooked up right now because we had the Scott Pilgrim playing during the
Beat 'em
Ups episode, a couple episodes back to the Rude Boys Power Up Plus. But, I mean, the 360 was a great time to be alive. That was the first push for high definition, like we said before.
That was a good year.
Downloadable games, downloadable content, which I know you're not a fan of. But, I mean, games like Dead Space, games like I said, Gears of War and the Halos and shit like that. Like, it was just a good console. Great console. Online, too. Great console.
We're going to go to the year 2000.
In the year 2000.
PlayStation 2.
The second PlayStation.
Which is, to me, the pinnacle of PlayStation.
Sure. Okay.
I mean, what? Those servers just shut down?
PS2 was popular, man. I mean, right. The games like, you got the Gears of War, the God of War franchise, that's got its start there. Yep. Killzone.
Yep.
Ratchet and Clank, Jack and Daxter, Sly Cooper. An incredible system. It had a DVD player already in it, so, you know, it was making buffo money.
Shit never broke either. Like, that's a good point. I never heard any issues with it.
Sure. And that was pretty much people's foray into online gaming.
Yeah.
Like, it came out the same generation as the Xbox, yes. But
you could only hardwire.
Right, yeah. Wi-Fi wasn't discovered yet at that point.
Correct.
Or whatever. But yeah, the PS2 is a huge fucking console.
Yep.
Still to this day, the best-selling console globally. Where are we going now?
We are going to...
Time Warp.
2013 PS4, the fourth PlayStation.
As of right now, as of recording, current gen system.
Absolutely.
And not previous gen, but it will be previous gen when this pops out. Yeah, the PS4, I got it late.
As did I.
I fucking dug it, man. Like, this was around, like, obviously the 360 PS3 generation was, like, the first high-def consoles, basically.
Yep.
But I think the PS4 and the Xbox One kind of, that was when people had high-def setups.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they had their 1080p, 4K, potentially, televisions and stuff like that. But you had, like, an Uncharted series continued, looked amazing. The God of War franchise basically became reinvented. Beautiful system. Metal Gear Solid 5 is a fantastic game. I will still never finish because it's a thousand hours. But the PS4, Tommy, I know you're a huge fan of.
I really am. I mean, currently, like, Final Fantasy 7 Remake.
Yep. Exactly, yeah. Still kicking, baby.
Jesus Christ, man. Yeah. And I'm glad to hear that they're still going to be releasing games out.
Sure.
For this
I mean,
system.
Hell, we're getting a new Spider-Man game.
Yeah.
The same day as it comes out on PS5. So
yep.
It's still happening. I mean, games like Cyberpunk are still coming out to PS4. Yeah, it's still alive. Give it about a year and a half or something like that, and then, you know, people will try to migrate over to the next thing. But
who knows, man? Look how long it took PS2 to die.
You're absolutely right.
I know.
Okay, thank you.
We're going to travel back to 1990.
Oh, only 90s kids will remember the Super Nintendo Entertainment System. That's what we're talking about now. That made the Super Nintendo Entertainment System. SNES. Made our top 10 game consoles for the month and really for all time. This was my first console that I owned.
This is my, fourth.
Okay.
So.
Granted, the 2600 was my dad's.
Sure.
And I wanted a NES at the time. Never got it. Got the Super Nintendo. No, an NES, a Nintendo Entertainment System. It's an acronym, all right? You don't just smoosh the words together to make another word. It's not how that works.
So, like, not an ad.
I'm going to choke him the fuck out. Got to go to my happy place. Let's talk about the Super Nintendo.
Come on, 10 minutes.
Super Nintendo is amazing. Super Mario World.
Really?
Link to the Past. Super Metroid. Kirby Superstar. Yoshi's Island.
The Ninja Turtles fighting game.
I love that fucking game, man. Dude, I got you.
There's a
Master
Power Rangers fighting
Mega
game.
Man X, one of my favorite games.
Superman Doomsday.
Yep, okay. Sure.
X-Men Apocalypse.
Yep. James Pond. Clay Fighter.
Yeah.
Claymates.
Fucking, yeah. Ranma One Half.
Ranma One. Pocky and Rocky. Coming back.
So fucking good, man.
Super Nintendo made our top 10 list.
Can't wait for those to pop up on the Switch.
They will, eventually. Let's speed it on over to 2001, the GameCube, Nintendo's little lunchbox.
Yeah.
I mean, games like, as came out, Luigi's Mansion, you know, the GameCube didn't set the world on fire, I think, but I think it had a great
This girl's
catalog.
On fire!
We're not going to get flagged. This game console had a great library of games like that, especially Super Smash Bros. Melee, which people still play to this goddamn day. Mario Kart Double Dash. You got Super Mario Sunshine, which just came out on the Super Mario 3D All-Stars package. Eternal Darkness.
Package.
I love... Oh, my God. Damn it. Eternal Darkness is one of my favorite games of all time. The GameCube's great little purple lunchbox.
Yes.
And it's got a handle, so you can take it wherever you want.
Yep. Which I enjoyed.
Yes.
Those discs were so tiny.
They were. Yeah, that was another Nintendo thing. What are you going
to
do?
We are going to go to... 1995.
Yeah, what happened in 1995, Tony?
The PlayStation 1.
The first dropped. PlayStation. There you go. From Sony, stepping their little toesies in the video game industry.
Wipe out. Twisted Metal.
It out. Yep.
Resident Evil.
Sure. Crash Bandicoot.
Fucking Street Fighter Alpha.
Spyro the Dragon, yeah.
D. Fucking D, man. Fucking D's not. Castlevania Symphony of the Night.
Yep. Boom. Metal Gear Solid.
Yeah.
Boom.
Like,
killer lineup of games.
Absolutely.
And back then, in the same way that we said the DVD player was in the PlayStation Ridge 2, Racer. This had a, it was a CD player.
Yeah.
Which was still fucking primo back in the 90s. Absolutely. Man, you don't even know. 90 kids don't even know this. Yeah. 90 kids would know.
Yeah, that's true.
But the PS1, top 10 absolutely. Of the Rude Boys game consoles.
We are going to go to 1999 uh-huh. when Young Cash number graduated.
Number nine.
Dreamcast. Number nine. The Sega Dreamcast.
Sega Dreamcast. This took me for a little bit of a loop. I didn't know you even had a Dreamcast.
Yeah.
It really was. I mean, Dreamcast was a little console. I was a huge Nintendo fan at this time, so I didn't. The first non Nintendo console I owned was the Genesis, but was a PS2.
Yeah.
And Dreamcast. Yeah, now, Dreamcast was definitely something I would have gotten into.
Yeah, Dreamcast was good. Like, I mean, there's just, God, like, the Street Fighter games just looked so good mm-hmm. on this.
Yep.
They had the little cartridge that had the, like,
the
little...
The VMU, yep, the virtual memory unit. Yep. Visual memory unit? Something like that, I don't know.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah. I mean, just
games like Power Stone, games yeah. like Typing of the Dead, games like Sonic Adventure, Sonic Adventure 2, Resident Evil Code Veronica. That was a Dreamcast game.
Yeah, to this day, people love this fucking
system. Oh, absolutely,
so.
Yeah. It's again, the little system that could. Yep. And oddly enough, came out $99.99. This is our ninth one. Yep. What's our tenth one, Tommy? What is going to round out the top ten for us this month?
1985, the Nintendo Entertainment Center.
We got it.
You thought you were going to have to choke me out, didn't
system.
You?
System.
I said system.
You didn't. You said center. There's no way to know.
All right,
except there is. And I'm not editing this. The Nintendo Entertainment System. So, like I said, I was a Super Nintendo kid yep. growing up. But I gotta give respect to the 8-bit console. This was basically what Nintendo used to kind of take us out of the video game dark ages yeah. after the video game crashed. Thanks, Atari. But, I mean, you know, Mario games, Metroid games, Zelda games, Kirby
Contra.
Games. Contra. Castlevania, Ninja Gaiden. Like, you know, these things, these are where the franchises pretty much got their start.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Outside of games like Pac-Man and Centipede, like, well, who gives a fuck? Space Invaders. This is where it started.
Absolutely. Such a good system.
Absolutely.
And
yes.
I'm so glad I have access to some of the good games that are on there.
Well, yeah.
Nintendo
There's
Switch.
Ways to get the games.
All
right. But great, we love these systems. We love all systems.
Absolutely.
But these made our top 10.
Absolutely.
And Nation, if the Xbox Series X or the PlayStation 5 tickle your fancy, let us know. We're going to be talking about them in the news or whatever. Your boys aren't going to get their hands on them until a little bit later, but that's on us.
Yep.
If you love it, enjoy it. We love you. And thanks for listening to the Rude Boys Top 10.
Bye.
This has been a presentation of the Rude Boys Podcast Network.
Oops.